Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got The Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
That's Mikus over there.
Are you an idiot?
Well, yes, you are. It does. I love that all the time. That is Mikus over there stepping in. Oh, this is your debut in the big seat.
Big seat.
The big seat.
Big boy.
That's Goaty's space because he's been ruled out with gastro.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
He's a gastrophysicist. Mm. For this week.
So, this kind of reminds me, I went to a family lunch the other day and you know how they used to have
Why did I not get invited? I'm literally in your family.
You were invited and you told everyone you'd be there and then didn't come.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Sorry.
But anyway, they had a separate table for the kids. Remember when you used to always have to sit at the kids' game table? I feel like Mikus has just finally been upgraded.
Yeah.
Congrats, mate.
Well done, mate.
Thanks.
And well done on getting invited to the family lunch before, but Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he's actually sitting there over there in Mikus cam seat. The Mikus cam seat.
I've had an upgrade as well this week.
You have, exactly. So Dave's there. And Charlie, who fact checks, also here. And Ramon, we'll introduce him later because he features heavily in a story that I will tell later in the podcast. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That is a win. And also, just before we start, my I Am Knuff jumper came in the mail.
Congrats.
And luckily, it's a brilliant time to wear it here in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. I think 28 degrees today. Is that right, Charlie? 29 degrees feels like 52. Mm-hmm. In the Knuff jumper feels like 790. It is very hot. It's
thick.
This is so thick.
I mean, at least it looks great.
Thank you, Skin.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, the colour's just popping.
Yeah.
Exactly. Looks like one of those, you know, the paddle pops that weren't, they're rainbow, aren't they? Are they rainbow paddle pops?
Yeah.
Exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, true.
Favourite flavour of paddle pop? Make us on the count of three. One, two, three.
Rainbow. I couldn't think of any other ones.
That's Mikus folding under pressure, and that's why his nickname is the deck chair.
Oh, yeah. I've got a story to start us off. I stopped in to buy some beer on the way home the other night. Nothing that exciting. It was at a bottle I don't usually go to, just around the corner from my house in Camp Hill, but I don't know, slightly out of the way.
So
I don't often go there. Anyways, I've definitely been there once before, and I remember last time I went in there, I thought the guy behind the counter was like really friendly, which is nice, but you know, I struggled at talking to people, so it was like I had to hold a conversation, and he was telling me all about my beer, and I just sort of wanted to get in and get out, but he was a really friendly guy. And then anyway, so I'm walking in this time. That was genuinely ages ago. I'd completely forgotten about it. I've walked in, bought another beer, and gone up to check out, and he was like, "Hey, I haven't seen you in ages." I was like, "Yep.
I've been here once.
Literally been here once before. I don't really know what you're talking about. I barely remembered him at all." And he was like, "Yeah, I remember last time you came in, you had your girlfriend with you and you bought," like he told me the exact beer I bought, probably some variation of Better Beer Arvo Ale, I would think.
Obviously.
Great people.
It's a real strong variation.
Told me the exact beer I brought and he was like, "Yeah, I was meaning to ask you about that run you went for on the day. Like, how'd you go?" And I was like,
Wait, you went to a bottle of before you went for a run?
No, I think I've worked out, I think it was the day I went down to the Gold Coast, ran 21 Ks in the morning straight past Mikus' house, didn't invite him, which was in like, it was back in June. That was in preparation for the marathon in July. So it was genuinely 4 months ago, and this bloke like completely remembered the everything about the interaction that he had. He was like, "I want to ask you how you went on your run. Like 25 Ks is such a long way to run, or whatever." And I was like, "I have no idea how I went on my run. I don't know. It was incredible."
I mean, we can guess because in most runs you go quite poorly.
That's pretty much what I said. I was like, "I don't know. I'm not even that into running, so like probably pretty shit." But
I've been meaning to ask you. I met you once.
Was it by any chance Mike Ross from Suits? Just a photographic memory.
It seemed like. Yeah, he's just cruising around serving beer and he's got a photographic memory. It was unreal. It was the craziest conversation. But,
if you have that skill, like with all due respect, obviously the wonderful people that work in Bottle-O's, you've got to do something else, don't you? You would think if you've got a photographic memory and you're capable of that type of conversation.
Yeah, I guess you've got to try and like break into law school or something. Pass the bar. That was interesting.
That's intriguing. Well done, Skin. Thanks. I haven't got any stories that relate to that really because I've never met someone with a photographic memory. I've met a lot of people that claim it. Mm. They're like, I've just got a photographic memory. I'm like, do you though?
It's quite hard to test.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you this picture and then I'll come back in like 10 years and see if you remember.
Remember me showing you this picture? Yes.
Yeah, no, I remember that one.
No, but I remember the beers you bought. Yeah.
Well, let's get on to a joke of the week. And there's so many wonderful ones that are getting sent in on the chalk line. We've gone two written ones this week, actually. And the first comes in from Lily, written joke. And it is, a meat pie went for an audition, right, for a play. The director said, it was really good, but it was more of a sausage roll.
Yeah, it's all right. Fine.
It's not the worst. But what makes it quite good, I thought, is that Lily sent an email with it saying, my partner Chris is sending in a joke about a meat pie and it would absolutely ruin him if you read it out from me. And she was exactly right. Chris had sent in that exact same joke. So well done, Lily. Great joke. And Chris, better luck next time, man.
All right, I've got another one written in, sent in by Liam. A man walks into his doctor's office and says, Doc, I got this penis growing out of my forehead. What do I do about it? The doctor steps up to examine it and then asks, have you ever been to Africa? Nope. Seen the Northern Lights? No. Ever left the country before? No. Doc, why the sudden curiosity in my travel history? The doctor sighs and says, well, mate, you better start now. Once the balls grow in, you won't see shit.
Once the balls grow in.
I started laughing.
You sounded really good. I just feel like the punchline maybe needed a bit more. So wait, once the balls grow in, you won't see shit as in because they'll be dangling in front of your face.
Nice. Yeah. You know what sucks? I read it probably 30 times, like rehearsed it, like this is how I'm going to say
it. You could tell, yeah.
And then I got to the last bit, started thinking of the punchline, started laughing to myself, and then obviously ruined it. Well, Liam, great joke.
Yeah, it was genuinely a great joke.
This is why, Liam, you should have done it yourself on the voice on the chalk line. Yeah. It's your fault.
He probably wasn't expecting me to be the one to read it. So
no. Well, then you should have stipulated to anyone but make us read this.
From now on.
Make sure you do that. It's joke of the week. It's brought to you by Better Beer. And, I'm very due. I haven't mentioned it's hot, so this should be nice. Now, we got to actually catch up for a beer yesterday as well, Skin, because you are getting married in when?
April. Next year. April 27th. Yes. 2024. If anyone wants to go,
what venue is it again?
I don't know why. I'll go that specific.
We give way too much detail on this podcast.
We really don't. Please don't go grab my wedding.
Vickers has a story about a random lady that just like made a speech at a wedding that he was filming. Remember that?
Yeah, no, she just walked straight in. Everyone thought she was a guest. Obviously, the bride and groom didn't. She walks up to the stage, grabs a mic, and starts doing a speech. She was so drunk too. About 30 seconds in before the MC realised she wasn't meant to be there.
Right. Well, thanks to Skin's intro there, we'll probably have the same thing in April. we caught up as grooms, and we've been trying for like probably about 6 weeks to catch up as groomsmen to go like, let's just have a beer and get together.
Yeah, start working out the things you got to work out.
Yep.
And suits, I guess.
And that's why we went to the pub.
Yeah, that's why we went to the pub. It always helps.
Yeah. Where all great ideas come from.
Bucks party, suits. What's the other things you got to do? That's about it, isn't it? Mm. Making sure skin gets there on the day.
That sounds important.
There are three responsibilities. Anyway, so we've organized this like 4 weeks in advance. And again, Goaty pulled out on the day off because he was sick. So we still couldn't get everyone together. But Mikus, you still looking for a chessboard, I believe?
Yeah.
I've basically gone in and I was there 20 minutes late.
Yep.
So I was like, they're obviously here. And I called Lee and I'm like, oh, mate, like, where are you guys? And he's like, oh, yeah, just over near the chessboard. So I'm looking for this little chessboard. And I'm kind of like,
first you were looking for a big chessboard.
Oh, no. Just looking for any chessboard. And then I was like, I'm sure if they're next to the chessboard, I'll see them before this little chessboard. And then Lee's like, no, we're actually not there yet. So I've just been looking around for a chessboard.
We were out the front just watching Mikus.
We were still in the car looking at Mikus on the phone. And he's just like walking around looking for this fictional chessboard that I've made up in the place. He's like, are you guys here? Yeah, man. Yeah, we're just right next to the chessboard. Biggest just doing laps. It was the best. Anyway, it wasn't probably the best because it got us thinking actually about a recent trip to Melbourne. And Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he's heavily involved in this story, in fact, because I was sitting on the plane on the way home from Melbourne and I got these very petrified messages from Dave the Brit, basically like screenshots of a lady named Susan from Thrifty who seemed not particularly keen on what Dave had done. And Dave, I was hoping that you could give some more context maybe from your perspective as to how that story played out.
Yeah. So I received a text just after we had got on the plane and sat down. And the text reads, hi, this is Susan from Thrifty. We're just waiting for the return of the Kia that was rented from us on Saturday. Could you please return this ASAP or be at risk of further like billing to the car?
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously panicking like crazy. So I'm sending Lee messages like, we definitely dropped the car off. Like the guy scanned us. did this actually happen?
We dropped the car off literally like 10 minutes earlier.
Wait,
like,
you were there as well?
Yeah, okay. I was in the car when we dropped it off. I was like, yeah, mate, we dropped it off. Can confirm because I left the vehicle.
Yeah. But I was like, did that guy definitely scan us in? Was that guy, did he work for Thrifty? Like, have we been scammed? Did someone steal the car?
It's just a fake guy. Imagine that for a prank.
Well,
that's what we thought was going on.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was a prank. I thought I was genuinely in strife. I thought someone had stolen the car.
And I must admit, I also thought that, like, Dave, we're about to take off and they're saying, like, put your phones on flight mode and I'm getting these screenshots from Dave from freaking Susan Boyle from Thrifty that's spraying us going, make sure you take the car back. And at that time, I'm like, I was also panicking, to be fair. I was like, this seems very weird. I don't know why Susan would be directly texting you. Because, like, I'm not sure she's even, I don't know, it seems strange, but.
That was something I didn't think of. It was a mobile number texting me, and I didn't think, I don't even know what I thought, but I'm looking around the plane. I can see the back of your head, the back of Skin's head, and I can see Mikus and Goaty. So this is where I'll throw over to Mikus, and you can finish the story from yours and Goaty's seat.
Mikus still loves it. Look how much he loves his own work. So by this stage, spoiler alert, Mikus was responsible.
So rare that I do something that I actually find funny.
And so, what do you mean? Everything everyone, you do, we find funny. Yeah.
So we're all sitting in like different spots in the plane. And so Goaty and I, except me and Goaty, we're sitting next to each other. And so Goaty and I are like, we should send this message to Dave so because we can see him. And so like we look at Dave, he's looking down at his phone, looking back up, he's looking confused. I thought he was going to pick up on it real quick because me and Goaty are giggling, like looking at him across the plane. And anyway, basically Dave's then said like, already, no, we returned it earlier. Got this email confirmation. Dave's like, we're already on the plane. We're about to take off. But we got this confirmation. And then Goaty says, I'm sorry, I find that hard to believe. If you're on a plane, should your plane not be on aeroplane mode?
Phone.
Dipshit.
The dipshit bit.
Yeah, that bit. Yeah.
But then, it was then you sent that screenshot to me, Dave, and I was like, okay, someone is responsible for this.
Yeah.
And then Mikus sent me a screenshot of your replies. And I realized who was definitely responsible and who, in fact, was Susan.
Goaty.
Yeah, it was Goaty. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you just unfortunately sort of got played there, Dave.
I got played, yeah.
Mm.
Hurts.
No, it was actually Thrifty.
Ha 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 ha! Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at byheart.com.
Oh, I've had to rack that jumper off. That is far too hot.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, Ken Gratz.
See, we don't plan this stuff. No, no.
It's just so natural. Oh, my goodness.
Fourth take.
Trying to get Biggest to tell one pun. It's taking its four goes. Oh, perfect. Right. Now, I wanted to speak. I had a very interesting story last week that doesn't directly involve me. It's actually, we've got an overseas cricketer playing for the cricket club, Redlands Tigers, at the moment. His name's Ramon. There's a lot of confusion about how to pronounce his name. So most of the boys are calling him Noodles, I think, for what are they? What's that? Are they
ramen.
Ramen. Oh. His name's Ramon. They call him Ramen Noodles. He's got Ray-Bans. Like, no one can pronounce his name properly. So anyway, he's living with us, with myself and the girl that I'm getting to know. And he's quite self-sufficient. He sort of came over with a few savings, looked to go out and get a car to transport himself around, mm-hmm. which everyone thought was a great idea. And he came home and was like, oh, I'm going to go and look at this car tomorrow. Seems like a belter. And he showed me like some pictures of it. And I was like, this is good. Like, I think it was like a, I don't know, like Ford, maybe Holden, one of those wonderful companies. Oh, yeah. it's just like a ute, but looked in quite good nick, like in photos he showed me. And he was like, yeah, this is only $2,000.
And $2,000.
Yeah. So my ears kind of, you know, like cost of living. I mean, yeah, like everything. You can barely get petrol for $2,000. so my ears are like perked up. You're like, something's a bit weird about this. Suspicious. Like, for it to look that good and only be $2,000, I think there's something that's sort of slightly odd. But Ramon / Noodles was like, "Yep, I'm going to check it out anyway," and off he went. And so I got home from cricket training on Thursday night because he'd got to look at the car on Thursday night. Got home, was like, "How'd you go, mate?" And he like started really positively. He's like, "Yeah, it's good. It looks really good. $2,000, definitely." And I was sort of like, okay, yeah, that's good. Like, so why did you not buy it? Because I know he went there with the $2,000 in his bank account, like ready to get the car that day. And he was like, well, I'm just trying to get like my parents to sort of all clear on this purchase, just because they don't feel like it's the best investment. And I was like, oh, why is that? And he's like, well, just the dashboard doesn't work. And I sort of like, so was silent and was like, wait, which part of the dashboard? Like the speed, the fuel, like, he's like, no, the whole dashboard doesn't work. I was like, that's a considerable.
What does that even mean?
like nothing works on the dashboard. It doesn't light up. The speed doesn't work. No, the aircon worked. That was fine. That's but fine. You can't tell how fast you're going, how much fuel is in your car, how many kilometers you've done. Like none of those things. The dashboard is genuinely non-functional.
Okay.
And I was sort of like, he just didn't seem to think it was a problem. He was like, yeah, but you can get like your speed on some app. Nah,
that's true.
Like, yeah. I mean, $2,000. Probably.
How much does it cost to fix a dashboard?
Well, he said it could
be a great investment if you solve that and sell it for 10.
Well, yeah, but he said it was going to cost more to fix it than what he was buying the car for. But I just can't. But imagine like this guy that's selling it has been driving it around never knowing how much fuel he has. And like apparently Ramon asked him about that. He's like, what do you do for like fuel? He was like, oh, you just kind of get a fuel.
No, absolutely don't.
No chance. I'm driving around. I would be filling it up every day. No. I'd go from like here, like 4 kilometers and be like, oh no, we've got to stop again. That would be the worst thing, not knowing how much fuel you had.
Well, I still reckon it's worth it. For $2,000, I reckon you'd
driving dashless. You're in a dashless society. You're having to drive.
I just reckon
no dashboard.
If this ute sounds like a reasonable vehicle and it costs more than the $2,000 to get the dash fixed, say you spent $4,000 on getting a decent car, surely you can sell it for more than $4,000 if it's a half decent car. No?
Yeah. Well, you can.
So it's a great investment.
But no one knows how I've never heard of an entire dashboard not working.
I wouldn't know what goes on to fix a dashboard.
There's like a fuel gauge or there's odometer. I'd be like, oh yeah, maybe you can fix that. I've never heard of just
the whole thing.
Not one bit of your dash working.
That could be an issue.
Nothing working. Yeah. And it did get me thinking about cars that I've driven that have had issues with them. Yes. And the Ford Festiva, the first car that I ever had, wonderful vehicle for probably 12 months. Not a wonderful vehicle, was it? Why is your face doing that?
I just remembered a story about this car that I don't know. I don't know if it's the one you're bringing up, but I'm excited.
Right. Well, the battery just went flat and I just kind of ignored that. So it was manual and living at this house.
Oh my.
We parked on the hill. And so every morning I would just let it, like, put it in neutral, let it roll down the hill, get some speed, clutch start it. That was how I got to work every day for like 6 months.
That's not good. You can actually just get the battery replaced. Yeah. That's fixable, that one.
Did you park on a hill at work?
Everywhere. Wherever I went. It was just on a hill. So you just roll, bang, right away.
Nice.
I don't hate it.
What about?
It was actually pretty cool. What do you think about it? It was a great skill to learn how to start a car like that. And that's what we're all about on this podcast is building skills.
Yeah. Well done. What about?
Never. I don't think we've once mentioned that ever.
It's like rule 8 or something.
This is a DIY podcast. What about at one point that car started producing money? Do you not remember that? Every time you opened and closed your door, somehow there was money had fallen out onto the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening.
You know when they say money doesn't grow on trees? It did grow in Ford Festivus.
But only that one.
That particular one. Yeah. You would open the door and just stuff would fall out. Like, so whoever owned it before me was just like loved coins.
Like the driver's seat, the driver's door, or just
out of the driver's door. Money would just fall out of the door. Really weird.
Out of the door,
someone had obviously
big novelty stashed. Checks would just fall.
That was a good car. But no, I want to pull you up on what your whole argument about the dashboard thing, because you later drove a car.
Yeah.
Where I can only presume the fuel gauge didn't work and you did not fill it up every day. You called me 3 or 4 times to come and pick you up with a jerry can full of fuel.
Yeah, but see, that fuel gauge worked.
Oh.
Well, I thought, but it didn't. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, I was thinking it was working and then randomly I'd run out of fuel and be like, oh, that hurts. I would still say half full.
I would much rather have one that just didn't work at all.
Yeah, you can at least get into a habit like every... I don't know, 300Ks or something, I'm topping it up.
Mate, the dashboard doesn't work. How are you going to know what 300Ks are?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just counting. One Mississippi.
You get a feel for it.
Just drive on feel.
Oh, my God.
I just found it so funny. Imagine being in that conversation. Gosh. Like, yeah, so how's the car, mate? I'm just coming to check it out. He's like, yeah, pretty good. Like, is there anything sort of wrong with it? It's like, oh, nah, a couple of dents. A couple of dents in the back, like probably could do a new paint job. Dashboard doesn't work.
Just skip over it.
What?
I just don't know why you wouldn't write that in the description.
That's what I mean. It's like, surely you have to be quite like out.
Yeah, no, not a big deal. It's fine.
Mate, what are you looking for in a car? Oh, one with a dashboard would be handy. Nah, sorry, fresh out of those. Oh. Right, yeah, no, that was pretty selfish.
I've had a couple of dreadful cars in my life as well. My last one. Eloise's dad ended up getting one of those, like the silver signs, like with the make and model on the back. He got one that just said shitbox and stuck it on the back of my car because it had so many problems. Probably the most memorable one was when I was leaving the beach one day and like some piece of metal from underneath my car just fell down and was scraping along the road. But for whatever reason, I was just very keen on getting out of there. Everyone's like pointing at me and telling me like, you didn't fix this. And I just kept driving. With this massive like. I finally made my way to a servo and just bought like a bunch of duct tape and just taped it back up, driven home from the sunny coast, so a couple hundred Ks, and yeah, just left my car held together by duct tape until I got rid of it however many months later. And yeah, that was only one of the problems. When I first got the car, the brakes didn't work. So that was concerning.
See, that's useful, I would say. Like, I would have that up there with the dashboard to the things you want working.
Brakes would be nice. So yeah, there were a few times that freaked me out where, I don't know, like I managed to just stop in time, but I wasn't at all convinced it was going to. The window on my side didn't work either, which became a massive pain in the ass anytime you're at like a drive-through or like one of those car parks where you've got a drive-through.
Skin had to reverse into the drive-through and talk through the passenger window.
I never even did that. That would have been better. I just got out of my car every time I had a conversation.
You got out of your car to drive-through. Why would you not just walk up?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to walk up, but Eloise, for whatever reason, just couldn't. I don't know. Just like didn't want to go get out of the car. Basically, insisted on the drive-thru. So I had to get out of the car in the drive-thru. So
can I take your order? Yeah. Can I just get? Can't hear you. Oh.
So yeah, there are a lot of problems with that car. What about actually? I don't know what's normal here, but it. So it had like an electric key thing. You know, like you press the button, it unlocks the car. So it was it was real modern.
Yeah.
You know? But right. But at one stage, that ran out of battery. And then so, oh, no worries, I've got a key. I will put the key in the door.
And it keeps setting off the alarm.
And it sets off the alarm.
Yeah,
why does so inserting annoying. The key in the door set off the alarm? I've got the key.
Yeah. It was real strange that car did that all the time.
It was so weird.
Because I also owned that before Skin owned it.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have fixed the brakes before you gave it to me, but anyway.
I think I was the one that ruined them.
It just reminded me of one that I actually had as well with an old car. I had like a slow leak in one of my tyres and just never, I had a spare wheel in the back, never changed it. But once every 3 days I had to stop at the petrol station and fill up the top, like,
nice.
Yeah, fill up the tyre.
Yeah, perfect.
But, yeah.
Would it not be, anyway, nah, probably would have been easier to just change it if you could like stop one time and just change the tyre.
I know. Yeah. I got really like efficient
I like your method better. Yeah. We actually did ask the Chockies though, we thought it might be something that you could get some good stories around in terms of cars that you've driven. Cause probably a lot of people, that's quite relatable. Surely. A lot of people would have driven a stinker car at some point, you would think. Mm-hmm. How'd you go, Mikas? Did you find some?
So 85 Nissan Pulsar. Had to bang the motor with a hammer to start it each morning.
Glad you said motor. That's very That is I've never heard you start a sentence like that. That was quite strange. I've had to bang. I was like, what? Mikas, not your diary. Wrong page. All right. No, banging the motor is quite rare. No.
That is rare.
With a hammer even as well. Okay, Mikas.
Come on, mate.
The worst part is you Both are driving together. This. Yeah. You have to move us on.
Sorry, I'm really relying on you.
All right. I had a car that's radio automatically went to max volume whenever the car started.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
That is horrible. All right.
That hurts. I don't like that at all. Imagine starting that with like anywhere you started it in public and be the same thing. Like everyone looking at you like, oh, who's that loser? How you do that when people play their music way too loud.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The indicator on my car doesn't stay on, so you have to flick it up and down yourself.
What, like hold it on?
Oh, no way.
So like up and down every time you're going around and around about.
What? Like spare me it. Like,
you have to do that.
Up and down. Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is so funny.
There was another indicator related.
Yeah, it's coming. Don't you worry. Using a screwdriver instead of the ignition key.
Oh, my days.
I don't know why. I don't get that.
Yeah. Flat blade or Phillips head? Did they specify?
No, it would be a flat one, I'd imagine.
Well, yeah, you'd have to.
But also they're starting with the screwdriver, so who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
What were you going to say?
Well, just say whoever Philip was kind of had a great head. Have you thought about that?
I have not thought about that, no.
I assume that that's why they named it that. Did they
not? I don't think so.
Like? That would have been a stinking head.
It's like a real big nose. Real
big. It'd have to have like a cross. It'd have to have four bits going like, how would you do it? Massive snoz. Yeah. I don't know. It's a strange shaped head.
Okay, so moving on. My horn would go off whenever I turned a corner.
What?
So every time they've turned, their horn's just going. That's awesome.
That's actually sick.
Just every time in a roundabout, you're just beeping at everyone.
Imagine the road rage. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and also their indicator didn't work, so they're just doing this at the same time. All right. When I replaced the battery in my ute, the clock was 2 hours and 34 minutes out. Instead of changing it to the correct time, I just did the maths to work out the time.
Yeah.
For about 18 months.
I must say I've done that for long periods of time, like never had a working clock
but
in my
surely
car.
Not that long. Like, nah, surely like 10 minutes.
Long. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. My current one's out by about 4 minutes, but I'm happy to cop that actually, on the shit.
Mm. What's yours? Yours is out.
Mine's out by hours. But I don't do the maths, obviously.
What do you mean?
I just don't look at the clock.
But you must look at it sometimes and go, what's the time? Oh.
Yeah, well, then I go, I look at it and then I look at my watch.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I realise that I don't.
Oh, okay. You're not going to go off that?
Nah.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
All right. And none of the doors would open, so I have to open the boot and climb through to get in.
Oh, crap. Not one door.
Not one door. I'm like, what are you driving?
No doors.
That's unfortunate.
No, it has doors.
All four. All four locked. Can't open. That's not in great shape, that car. I wouldn't think.
I don't think so.
Probably got a dashboard.
You hope so. All right. Another indication one. So right side indicators haven't worked for 6 months. Stick arm out the window to indicate, but most of the time take longer route with no right turns.
Oh, my God.
That is very committed to not getting it fixed. Where do we stand on a legal sort of... What's the legal viewpoint of your arm out the window to indicate? I know it obviously works on bicycles.
No, well, if your indicator's not working, I think that is the legally correct thing to do. But I think I don't think you could do it for 6 months. I think it's like you've got to get it fixed. It's not passing a roadworthy, sure.
No, it's not roadworthy, but that is a legit thing. Like if your indicators are out, there is a law to say like what signals you should use. No clue what they are.
Also,
you are supposed to learn it on your test, I think.
Just aside from this, the other day, Dave cut in front of a car when he was driving. Remember in Melbourne?
Was it you?
In the rental car. No.
We're in
the car.
I caught in front of the car. I was indicating into a lane. He let me in the lane.
Anyway, and he's cut in front. And I'm like, Dave, give him a wave. Are you kidding me? Like,
No wave.
And he's like, I put my hazards on.
I flashed him my hazards.
What?
And I went.
Yeah, I flashed him hazards.
And I just looked at him like.
Is flashing him and with hazards, are they two different things? You flash him and then hazard?
This is a hazard. Right. I was like, anyway, yeah, Dave. Learn to wave.
Yeah, wave, hazard, weird. Anyway, moving us on. Skin, we got an email that I thought was quite entertaining. And it's from Jason. He's sent in a segment idea of things you can say in that, or you can also say in those two things that I just did were blanks. Yep. He gave us some very funny examples of his own, like things you can say to your wife and your child. Don't spit that out. Can you put your toys away? Jason, you could have probably started with something slightly tamer, but things you could say to a taxi driver and in bed. Can you stop? I think I'm going to be sick. Okay. I think we get the idea. Thanks, Jason. Excellent. Things you can say to bedroom and at a funeral. No, these aren't great. It was the second stroke that finished him off. Anyway, so like this isn't what's the word? Where it's like a rare idea. I've seen a few people do similar ones. They always pop up on like my Facebook feed and stuff with things it you say the cricket field.
What was that TV show that used to froth it?
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Thank you.
Nicely done.
No worries. I don't know what I just had a stroke.
Anyway, so but we not at the table. But we thought we need obviously just a sort of chalky spin on that. So we have gone for things that Skin, we're brainstorming, things that Skin would say to a bartender, but that you would also say in the bedroom. Obviously the bedroom part kind of has to be constant because I feel like that's where the humor is. Yeah. Although Skin yelling at bartenders is also quite funny.
And surprisingly constant.
All right. So. I guess I'll start.
I don't love it.
What do you mean? It was your idea after Jason said it. All right. Well,
go on.
I'll start us. Here's my first one. What do you have to do to get some service around here?
Fill it to the top, please.
Oh gosh.
I told you I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, we're still going. Are this many people always here on Fridays?
Can I get a bit more head?
That actually kind of makes sense.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does. okay. How have you not got F-Boss? It's 2023.
Here's the tip. Skin obviously wouldn't say that to the bartender, though.
That's true, actually. Yeah. I told you I'm allergic to nuts.
Just the usual.
What? What if Skin was a bartender?
Nah, you might walk up and say just the usual.
Skin. Oh, angrily. Okay. Come on.
Mm, and it just doesn't feel like there's enough seating here.
Oh, goodness me.
Skin, you got any for yourself?
I did write some.
And these are all obviously true stories that Skin has actually said to a bartender. That's what we got to try and work out. Did you say this to a bartender or Eloise?
Shut up.
We have to guess.
We'll guess.
I had, does this smell a little fishy to you?
Oh.
Bartender.
Guy, bartender.
Can you hurry up? I can't wait much longer.
Oh, yep.
I really thought this would be a little more moist. Maybe if your what? Food's a bit dry.
Oh, right.
So you said that to a bartender.
Weet-Bix. Yeah.
I you
just complaining about the food. I always order Weet-Bix.
You're getting
Weet-Bix
at the bar.
Why is there a hair in this?
Oh.
Dave, the Brit, you organised a couple too.
Yeah, I've got one. So this is something the bartender would say to Skin after he's already sprayed her. Your car.
Sorry?
Now, we want to stay up to date with modern day society and particularly the lingo that's being used. And that is the reason that we play a game called Fictionary.
So 1, 2, 3, it's the Urban Dictionary. I got some slang in mind that I really want you to define.
All right, I've got 5 words to get through. I read out a word and an example sentence. Skin, you and Mikus have to tell me the definition of that word. Whoever is closest, I will award a point to.
Okay.
Understood?
Understood.
Your first word is golloming. What's Tracy doing? Oh, she's golloming in her chair. Just ignore her.
Crikey. I would think it's got something to do with the Lord of the Rings character.
Well done.
So what weird stuff did he do? Where he does that little, like, I don't know, that voice with the my precious.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen what?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I thought you meant the word. It's spelled G-O-L-L-U-M.
I'm going to say she's like very excited about whatever is in front of her.
Okay. Look, well, it's not really right.
Okay.
But on account of Mikus just refused to answer, you get the point.
Oh, I thought he went first and then I went after. You just said, one.
Oh, well, go then.
No, I had nothing.
Okay. To sit in some kind of seat while concentrating on texting / chatting on your cell phone and making various small but awkward noises, e.g. snickering, giggling, huffling, audible but non-understandable words.
Ah, okay.
That's probably close enough to what you said, isn't it?
Yeah, just the thing that you're enjoying is your phone, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, heaps it with Lord of the Rings.
But that's because that's how Gollum used to sit.
Oh. Yeah. As mentioned, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, I just said I haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
What? Not one?
I just said this.
Yeah. I watched the full trilogy together in the movies. Like, it went for like 15 hours.
That's awesome.
In one sitting. It went for 9 hours.
Holy.
Dave the Brit that knows jack shit did that with Star Wars. There's 400 movies.
I've done it with Star Wars and I did it with Lord of the Rings last year.
Okay.
Yeah. All at once. He went Lord of the Rings, then into Star Wars.
That's a long sitting. Yeah, no, I can't have a go at Mikus too much because I've never seen Star Wars. So.
Me neither.
Sorry, Dave.
I've seen the main ones and then all those weird ones they did afterwards. Yeah. Like I've seen the original 3.
Okay. I haven't even seen those.
Then they lost me with the 8
4,
after
5,
that.
6.
Well, I couldn't get the order right. The order
actually
was
4, 5, 6. Then 1, 2, 3.
Exactly. That's what it was. 4, 5, 6, then -3, -2. It was so weird. Anyway, bexting. Sarah was totally bexting Dustin last night.
I'm just going to say texting in bed.
Okay. I'm going to say texting your best friend.
Oh, that's a hard one to award. Mikus, I think I have to go to you. Well, no, I can't really say you're wrong because you're wrong, but I feel like you're closer to the – nah, neither of you get any points.
Oh, okay, I'm glad we sorted that.
Texting a person while taking a bath.
Yeah, was I even almost close?
You said in bed, so you had the right idea. Yeah.
Texting in a thing that starts with B.
Yeah, it's sometimes people bath in bed. Yeah, depends where you're staying in Airbnb.
Waterbed and she's in hands.
All right, here you go. Not even wrong. Your theory makes no predictions, comes to no conclusion, and it's just tons of speculation. It's not even wrong.
Have you not just given us the answer?
Have you? Wait.
The
Not really.
It's like you don't say anything of value, so you're not right, but you're not wrong.
Mm.
Okay.
I genuinely have no idea. I don't even know what...
You're doing well so far.
Can you do it again?
Yeah, sure. Nah. Worse than being wrong, being untestable claim. Originally used by the physicist Wolfgang Pauli. Was he in your course?
No. No, certainly not.
Yeah, so... This is not right. This is not even wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. So that bad luck. So it's just so much worse than being wrong that it's not even wrong.
Gotcha.
Think about it, Ken. Weird that you didn't get that one as a physicist.
Yeah, sorry.
Brew job.
Oh, don't like this.
My beer started to froth up, so I had to give in and give it a brew job. Absolutely.
When the beer's like, when you filled it up too much and it's going over the top and you have to blow it. Blow the froth off.
I think it's like when...
I really thought you were so confident to get that right. You just took it a totally different direction.
It's got to be like, you know when you've got a bottle and someone hits their bottle on top of yours and it like spills out everywhere and then you've got to do that weird shove it down your mouth. So,
I mean, don't do that again.
That's kind of what I was saying.
That's a very good skill. Well done. And last one for you, probably my favourite of the day. These are from the Urban Dictionary, remember, and a lot of people are using this term, so we probably need to jump on board. CBPCBD. CBPCBD, which flows off the tongue nicely. Man, I'm glad my doc gave me medicine to help me with this CBPCBD.
CBPCBD.
It's an acronym.
I've gathered.
Okay.
CBB.
CBP. CBD.
Give us the sentence again.
Man, I'm glad my doc gave me medicine to help with this CBP, CBD.
Charlie's giggling, so.
Yeah. He's not in it. One of the words could be Charlie, but it's not. There's a few C's in there.
Oh, no, that's good. Okay, so eliminate Charlie. There's only a few other words.
That was throwing me off. Yeah.
It's also not cucumber.
Right, so it's not Charlie.
I don't know. Just like,
I'm going to have to tell
no
you.
No idea.
Okay. Have you got the first word?
Can't be.
No.
Okay. Nice.
It's chronic back pain from carrying this big dick around.
Oh my God.
That's so weird. I was just thinking that.
So. Anyone that has back pain out there, it's more than likely you've got very small thighs.
Cody is always complaining about that.
Yeah, he really is.
Fuck, it must be nice.
I've got this chronic back pain. Or was that? I'm probably just carrying. Anyway, CBD, you get it. Yeah. I don't know how we went there scoring was. Skin 2.
Okay.
Skin I'll gets the it. Chocolates for the game this week. Very well done. Because you're actually on 0.
Yep.
That's not a great effort.
Usual.
Oh, yeah, true. Well done, Skid. Outstanding.
Okay, I've got you're in for a tweet or an X. So starts with a it's sort of off the back of that segment we did. It was a little bit rough, the your mum jokes after Reese Walsh's incident. So it's sort of off the back of that. Bryce tweets, yesterday I asked my 12-year-old son what other kids at school think about him having two dads. His response was, they don't care, but they don't like how I'm immune to yo mama jokes. And Hendricks replies, your mama's so ugly, your dad had to get a husband.
So he's not really immune. That's a pretty rough really one.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not actually being said to like an 11-year-old kid at school.
Yeah.
Not be ideal. Rightio, that's another week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Get in touch with us, as actually someone did via email this week, Skin. I believe it was Terry Lee.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, I'm Terry Lee. Sorry if I've got that wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was correct.
Nice. Yeah, very good.
Did you have another one?
Nope. Sharpie saying what?
Okay. Just finished listening to episode 201 and thought of an appropriate nickname for Charlie from a Roald Dahl book. Charlie and the Chocolate Fact Checker.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I like it. Good. I think we could roll with that.
Yeah, I think Charlie would be happier with that than Dave the Brit is with the rest of his nickname.
And I think it's compulsory that both of them have really long nicknames. Yeah, that like is, Dave the Brit that knows jack shit and Charlie and the Chocolate Fact Checker. Happy, Mikas?
I love it.
You look distracted.
Yeah, well, the camera turned off.
It's only on you.
That's fine. Not saying anything. I think I missed that whole segment because I was just looking at Dave trying to mouth things to do. And now I've ruined that.
Crikey. That again was an interesting sentence.
Right. Whatever you and Dave are working on. Practice in your own time, mate.
You guys, do not. That is one portion where SIFTPO does not apply. Do not save any of that for the podcast. Holy heck. The other way that you can get in touch with us is just on our socials. That's at We Got The Chocolates on any social media channel that you might be on.
Yep. And yeah, so that's how you can get in touch with us there. The website, the chalk line, if you want to hear your voice, you can write into us if that's your preference. Nikos, Cody would be telling us something about reviews or something.
Jump on YouTube. Go to the comments. We are flying. Jump on YouTube. I'll be replying as Godel, obviously. And yeah.
Perfect. Remember that if you are out there... Oh, the other thing that I have to tell you, sorry, is that we also do have discounts for you. There's an LSKD link in our link tree, and also Better Be A Merch discount is... Well, the code is We Got The Discount. So you can use that to grab yourself some merchandise as well. Remember that if you are out there and having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Tom. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.